The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 16th of December, 2008. It's the birthday of the woman who said, "A large income is the best recipe for happiness I ever heard of." She also said, "Happiness in marriage is entirely a matter of chance." Jane Austen, born in Hampshire, England, 1775. And today, on her birthday, members of Jane Austen societies all over the world are celebrating her birthday with a tea or a luncheon. Jane Austen, who published her books anonymously, the byline just said the book was by, quote, a lady. Not many people read her books while she was alive, though she did have a small, devoted readership. She died in 1817. And 5 decades later, 1869, her nephew published a memoir of Jane Austen, and that book led to widespread interest in Austen, which led to the reprinting of her novels and touched off a sort of mania for Jane Austen in the 1880s. It was known as Austenolatry. It wasn't until the 1940s, more than 100 years after she died, that her work became the focus of academic scholarship in some volume. And today Jane Austen is standard reading on high school and college curricula. There are also many groups devoted to her work, thousands of so-called Janeites. And in this country, the Janeites are very likely members of JASNA, the Jane Austen Society of North America, dedicated to the enjoyment and appreciation of Jane Austen and her writing. At its first meeting in 1979, there were 100 people who came together at the Gramercy Park Hotel in New York. Today, the Jane Austen Society of North America has over 4,000 members, 60 regional groups, holds an annual fall meeting in some city in North America, which features lectures by Austen scholars, also English country dancing, because Jane Austen's novels refer to that. And there may be picnics in the style of the one described in Emma, with each person carrying in a wicker basket with a dish to share. And there is an annual Jane Austen essay contest for students. This year's essay subject is about siblings in Austen's novels. Quote, "Some siblings act as foils to each other, others are in competition. Still others are mutually supportive and encouraging. Examine the importance of siblings in one or two Austen novels." The organization also sponsors tours to England to visit Austen sites, and today it also publishes its annual online journal called Persuasions Online. Jane Austen, her birthday today, who said, "For what do we live but to make sport for our neighbors and laugh at them in our turn?" Here's a poem for today by Wendy Mnookin entitled At Sea. At the end of the jetty, where the boats come in, where the boats go out, at the pile of rocks that swallows the sun at the end of the day, at the turn of the trail, at the last dune, in front of the hot dog stand, at the door to the pub, by the shanty, the shipbuilder's yard, the discarded yellow boots, the smashed clamshells. You thought I'd give in to despair, but today is today, everywhere I look. And I look everywhere. A poem entitled At Sea by Wendy Mnookin from The Moon Makes Its Own Plea, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.